Lane.
Odyssey.
Odyssey. We all scream for ice cream.
No, that's not what she's saying.
Oh.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to episode 4, Volta Ranger.
Ultra Ranger. I'm sorry.
Man, that was such an echo. I think Crunchman heard it.
Hi.
Ah, he's back!
He is back.
My God.
Yes, back from the ether of whatever. I don't know.
He finally got that Genji skin.
Yeah, I can just see you just being like up all night. I'm gonna get it.
No, not quite twitching. That crazy, but...
Crunch, dear, could you please go to sleep? No, Mom, fuck you! Genji skin. I love you, Mom.
No, haven't gone that crazy for it.
That's good.
Gotta catch them all.
And like, so much to the point that I was just like, here, Crunch, I will give you money, get your thing. And then, like, he couldn't
that didn't
do
work.
It for some reason. Yeah, so.
That didn't work. So but I then used... the loot boxes said be nice.
So I used that money to buy a Shishi Red vinyl figure, so woohoo!
Yeah, well, you know, I have to
that
say.
That was such a worthy investment.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna go with my Okami Blue and Ryu Commander ones, so.
Wow.
Fuck
so
lucky,
excited.
That's all I can say.
It made me want to cue the roll call. Cue the roll call.
In the most bored tone ever.
Shouldn't we schwa the roll call?
Gar. Schwa the roll call.
We're live!
Explorer from the unknown. Yellowcaster. Auto Gar.
Loyal and Lab. Pinkcaster Lightred.
From Royal to Ranger. Orangecaster. Noble.
Captain of the Milky Sea. Babycaster. Critter.
Paying respect to the original Japanese heroes.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Ultra Ranger.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 4 of Ultra Ranger.
You said that.
Well,
I'm just saying,
care.
You know, since we're the Ultraman show.
Oh my god, there's
the
4 of us.
Call.
Are we the Ultra Brothers?
Well, there's...
Sure, why not?
Can I be Zoffy?
Fuck you, I'm Zoffy.
Okay, I'll be Jack then.
Yeah, that's
can I just get one of those cool capes?
Sure, Brothers Mantle? Yeah. Crunch will be 7, and Noble can be the original Ultraman.
Sure, why not?
I have that on DVD somewhere.
There we go.
I have it in my room. It's, like, legit.
Of course you do.
Alright, so, yeah, we got some news.
So, Ultra News. That's a thing.
Yeah, I've got it up.
Alright, let's go. Okay.
Alright, Ultra News. First up on Ultra News, the Ultraman Ultra 7 TV series are getting re-released on Blu-ray.
Jeez. Yeah. That box is fancy.
Yeah.
It looks like, oh, it looks like his chest. That's awesome.
Yeah, the first box set.
Does it cost Ultra $70?
They both cost, well, no, the Ultraman series, which will be released on September 27th.
What was the pun?
Yeah, no,
you're
pun.
Killing the joke.
I'm a joke killer, Noble. What do you expect?
I'm also a joke killer.
It will be released for 20,000 yen?
Oh, God. So that's going to be like a $250 Blu-ray set. Yep. Fuck that. Yep. Why do they sell these for so much money?
Because Japan doesn't know how to properly sell
these. Because, like, I can go right now to Walmart and buy the entire fucking Star Wars saga on Blu-ray for, like, $80.
$114.
Whatever.
I mean, Lane, how much would you pay for a CD that has 20 songs?
Like, 10? I don't know.
The Diamond is Unbreakable first OST album is, like, $50 on Amazon.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So... I wonder, like, it has, like, Ultra 7's chest on the box. I wonder if you, like, press the jewel, it will go, like, da-da, da-da,
no, it's
da-da,
just there for
da-da. Show. Aw, that'd be cool if it did.
So, which, it's the, like, 3 cases, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3, which covers all 39 episodes. And then you have Ultra 7's box set, which also contains Volume 1, 2, and 3.
And what's so special about it that made you your mind blown?
According to CD Japan, this Ultra 7 box set contains all 49 episodes of the original series.
But no subtitles.
Nope, but here's the thing, Crunch. Ever since, like...
Weren't there only, like, 48 or something stupid like that?
Technically, Tsuburaya can only release 48, because episode 12 has been banned.
Context clues like a motherfucker, yes.
Yeah.
Metagaming this podcast.
Shockingly enough, I did find a copy of episode 12.
Of course you did.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
I watched the shit.
Yeah.
And what's so bad about episode 12 that had to be banned? Is it full of boobs or something?
Nope. There's a kaiju in it that kind of looks like a scarred victim of the atomic bombs.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're all sensitive.
So only 20 years after the attacks.
So, I mean, yeah.
It hasn't even been 10 years, or it's just been around over 10 years after September 11, and there's people making jokes about that, so...
Well, yeah, because we're a bunch of jackasses. And
that is true.
Hilarious.
Comedy has no limit for us.
Yeah.
Nope.
We'll make fun of everything and everyone.
So hopefully it's true that the Ultra 7 box set has the famous episode 12, the banned 12th episode. Because if it does, it'd be nice. You know,
well, I mean, it's been, like, how many years now?
50 years.
Yeah, they ought to be able to get over that by now.
Yeah. It's like with Porygon, right? Right?
Pokemon shit, move on.
It wasn't even Porygon's fault.
I know.
Crunch, watch what you say, sir.
Alright.
Okay, rephrase. The Pokemon anime is shit.
There you go.
Okay. Ultra 7,
games are fine.
The Ultra 7 Blu-ray will be released on October 27th, so a month after Ultraman's release. For 25,000 yen.
God damn, no thank you.
Yeah, I'm okay.
So would that be like $300 or so?
Roughly.
Damn.
There are two things I refuse to spend a lot of money on. One, clothing. Two, like giant box sets of TV shows. I'm serious.
Well, joke's on them. I got the Ship Factory Ultra 7 DVD and the Milk Creek crappy Ultraman The Complete Series.
There you go.
Next news story.
Oh,
this you know what I miss? Hmm? I miss when DVD boxes had like special gimmicks to them. Like the first Transformers movie, you could get a DVD box where the DVD box transformed into Optimus Prime.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
I didn't know that.
I miss stuff like, yeah, I have that somewhere. Once I find it, I can take a picture and show you guys.
Cool.
I miss stuff like that when the boxes did something cool where it wasn't just, I'm a box.
I'm a box.
Like the Flash Gordon one had like a slip cover and on the inside it didn't open like a regular DVD. It opened almost kind of like a cigar box, kind of.
Oh. Anyways, the next news article isn't really news, but I thought I would bring it up. So images have surfaced of the Ultraman Orb Summer movie, and I just want to look at Guy's outfit here.
Oh my god.
And
Hawaii.
No, you want to know the weirdest thing, though, Lane?
What?
What did we say last week?
I don't know.
We would like Ultraman Geed to have a ukulele.
Oh.
What is Guy holding in his hand?
When did we say that? Oh.
We said it for during the news article.
Oh, I honestly don't remember that.
Guy is holding a ukulele.
That's kind of funny.
An ultra-lele. Come on now.
I know you want to lay me. Yeah. Mahalo. Don't.
It's Hawaii, Guy. Kawaii.
Kawaii.
Kawaii. That is the name of this fucking episode.
Kawaii?
Oh, look. He's holding an indie-developed video game.
Kawaii.
Guy.
There we go.
Kagami. Yeah. You see his little ukulele in detail, so if you want cosplay.
And it's autographed by him.
Yeah, so if you want cosplay as what I'm going to call it, Summer Guy.
Summer Guy. God damn it.
you too can be handsome like me, Summer Guy.
Summer Guy. I'm a man, a big, strong man.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, I want.
Yeah. The third article that we have for today is the Ultra Replica Tiga Dark torch or brace, whatever it's
called. For those who don't know who Tiga Dark is.
Black spark lens.
For those who don't know who Tiga Dark is, he's evil Tiga.
He's basically, as Japan would say, a black Tiga.
Dark Tiga.
Nega Tiga.
Gar, what the fuck did you just send us in the chat?
Metric crap ton of what I'm guessing is vinyl figures.
No, it's...
concept art.
Yeah. And Lane just brought it up. If everybody looks in the message in the group chat, remember that magazine that announced the 10-episode plan for Orb?
Yep.
No.
Well, they also released, original drafts for the Ultraman Orb, for like all the Orb designs.
Holy shit, these are amazing.
Yep. It includes all the forms.
Holy fuck.
And all the weapons.
Holy fuck!
But if you look on the second image, you see 5 unused designs for Juggler.
Cool.
The Juggler!
No.
The Juggler.
I like this one with the fucking coat.
Oh, Breaster Knight?
Yeah.
It's a fusion of Ultraman Hikari and Ultraman Zaffy.
And then there's this one I fucking love.
Oh, the Tiga Strong type and Dyna Strong type.
Oh my god.
Yeah. We also get concept art for the kaijus as well in the series, like Satan. I can't remember his actual name. Hail Satan.
No. It's Satine.
Oh, right. Sorry.
The A is silent.
Satine.
I know someone named Satine.
Your poor soul.
Well, I don't know them personally.
There are also rough ideas for characters in the Origin Saga.
The Origin Saga?
The Origin Saga, yes.
God, my jokes are just not landing today.
Yeah. And again,
must be from screaming my fucking vocals out earlier today.
Why were you screaming your vocals out?
Because I was listening to 80s music.
Oh.
Yeah, that does it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you singing Living on a Prayer?
No, actually, that one didn't come up.
And then the last two images is what I like to call better concept art for all the video game exclusive forms for Orb.
Yeah, that one with the fucking jacket looks badass.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's like I want a vinyl figure of that, please.
No, man, I want the one right beside it, which is a fusion between Ultraman Mabius and Ultraman Ginga.
No, so I want a vinyl figure of every single Orb fusion that's just super fucking bulky. So.
No, man.
Gar, you have Ultra knowledge. Answer me this question. Has there ever been an Ultraman with a gun?
With a gun?
Yes.
Like
a ha-ha, pew-pew-pew, I have a laser gun.
No.
Okay.
There's never...
Because I know they're the up-close fighting type kind of deal, so I figured they probably wouldn't, but I figured I would ask. Because I'd like to see the concept of an Orb form where he has a gun arm or something stupid like that.
Well, it would make sense they would have guns because, they already have a projectile attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, cool, why do you need guns? You have arm lasers and whatever else.
And shah!
But yeah, all 23 forms of Orb are in this book. That's pretty cool. 23 fusions. Think about that.
Yeah.
Well, technically there's 22, or 21 Orb. 21 fusions, and then there's Origin the first, and then his regular Origin.
Well, I mean, you gotta think with how many Ultramen there are. Just if he had cards for all of them, the amount of fusions he could potentially make is just ridiculous.
Plus, if he could fuse with monsters.
I'm still looking for a Ultraman Nexus card for the Orb Ring, so that I can make. Looking down the list, trying to find it. Ultraman Orb Spacium Storm.
I was watching, when I was watching that, like, orb compilation of, like, all of his, like, transformations and finishers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. God, I was just watching that the first time he went Thunder Breaster, and it was just fucking awesome.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yeah, it was
like, that he couldn't get the Belial card to work, and then he, like, forced it because he got angry, and then you just see Belial just going like, ha 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 ha, like,
yeah, he literally laughed.
And I was just like,
that is the best.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Transformation, period. When part of your gimmick laughs in your face, that's amazing.
Just chop yeah. the fucker's tail off and then beat the shit out of him with his own tail.
I'll beat him.
Stop hitting yourself.
I'm going to shove your face through a building.
Thunder Breaster is best orb form.
I'm going to shove a building through your face. Well, that's what happened.
So yes, episode 4, afterwards, tragedy.
So, can I just say, god damn does Dinah know his shit.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
This man is a fucking badass motherfucker. He just like storms in and he's just like, yeah, no, I know how to fight and shit, and then he goes to his like strong form and he just fucking whoops everybody.
Falcon punches a Belzebub and explodes.
No, and then he made the last one, he like flicked it in the head and then it just was like, ah,
yeah, yeah, my response in the notes, ... what did you do, Dinah? Or what did Dinah do?
You scared him. Like he, I was like, what's he gonna fucking do? And he just, like, flicks him in the beak, and then he just fucks off. And I'm like, wow, Dinah's amazing.
I forget what movie it is, but there's a movie where something exactly like that happens, where this guy wrecks fucking shop, and then there's this one guy who's just freaking out, like, he's gonna kill me. He just, like, flicks him in the nose, and he just, like, leans in and just goes, tell the others they're next.
Well,
and then just walks out like a fucking badass, and it's like, yeah.
It reminds me of the Mortal Kombat movie when, like, Johnny Cage is, like, beating up all those guys in, like, the movie scene, and then, like, the last guy just, forgets to react. This is the part where you fall down. Such a delay.
Yeah. This is the part where you fall down, because I punched you in the nuts because you broke my glasses.
This is the part where you run away.
God.
All the jokes.
I have that movie on DVD.
But yeah.
I have it on VHS.
I mean Mortal Kombat. I have one in two.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Shrek.
And it seems that Guy just, like, knows other Ultra beings. Yeah. He's like, oh, you're fucking Ultraman Dinah! And he's just like...
He's Kamen Rider Ultraman Dinah.
I thought I heard that.
Oh, I was about to say that, then I said Ultraman.
Yeah, I mean, every time, like, a Kamen Rider sees another... Steve's Ichigo is like, oh, you're Ichigo-san. You're my senpai. No, I'm here to beat you up because you're crappy.
No,
you're my senpai. You're my friend.
And what's great is, Guy admits that he's fucking terrible. He's just like, I can't get this whole being an Ultraman thing down. And Dinah's just like, don't worry about it. We all started out that way.
Except for
DLG. Oh, don't worry, we all suck at first.
Stop thinking so much over, like, how good you need to get. You'll get better. It'll just come naturally to you. Don't worry.
Stop thinking about getting good, you just will.
Yeah, you'll just get good, Scrub.
We think, therefore we are.
Well, no, Crunch, like, I've been saying recently, I've been calling Guy's, like, first form, yeah, I've been calling him Ultraman Scrub.
Yeah, like, even in the notes, I'm gonna try and find it somewhere.
Ultraman Scrub.
No.
Superman.
Yeah, it's like, Guy is doing pork, you know the drill.
Yeah, and he's like, does so bad that, like, Juggler's like, oh, for fuck's sake, flies down the ship, fires a bunch of lasers. Thanks, Juggler.
Oh, yeah. Apparently,
he can't do it all on his own. He knows he's no Superman.
Like,
Super's just not enough,
Scrub's man. Scrub's joke.
Of course I was making a Scrubs joke.
Also, yeah, Juggler he's so frustrated. He's just like, everyone's like one of the chicks is calling him master, and he's just like, don't, please, no.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
No. And,
I'm not your master.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
I might be your master, or I might be your trainer, but I ain't your master.
Maybe your father, but he ain't your daddy.
I haven't seen that movie yet, and I made that joke.
Go see it, it's good.
It's no longer in theaters.
What? It's been a month.
What movie?
Guardians 2.
Oh. I would, but you guys said to see it with your dad, but I'm not going to fly down to Florida for a two-hour movie.
Your dad lives in Florida?
Yes, my dad lives in Florida. Oh. I have a very interesting familial locale thing.
Okay.
Yeah, words.
So they find Shinra and they realize you know, oh, it was framed. Someone pretended it was Raigo all along.
You guys collected the 7 Dragon Balls. I have returned.
No, and at first,
that's Shenron.
No, at first I didn't believe him. I was like, I don't know. I feel like he's just gonna hit them in the back or something like that. And then just you see him fighting other Bell's monsters, and I'm just like, okay, no, he's telling the truth. He was framed.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I figured he was framed because that one dude was shady as fuck the entire time.
And then,
yeah, pretty much.
And then Juggler takes a hit for one of the chicks or whatever, yeah. And he gets poisoned.
Yeah.
And he goes berserk.
Maybe that's how he gets his monster form.
Oh, maybe. Well, no.
So he's Bane?
Well, no, because he got cured of the poison. So yes, and so Juggler got poisoned, and he goes super fucking berserk mode, and it's fucking super nuts, and you can see that he's trying to actually control himself by not slashing his sword at them. He's just chewing them and kicking them away. He's like, fuck off!
Don't go. Wait, how is he poisoned?
Basically, he got stabbed by one of the...
Yeah, the Beelzebub was charging at Miko, and where Juggler, blocked her, so which the Beelzebub grabbed him, poisoned him, and then dropped
him. He should have been bitten, it would have been funnier.
Nah.
Because then it would have been actual Venom! Oh. And it would have been Bane!
And then, Guy comes in with Dinah or whatever like that, and Dinah, does this thing which I guess he can just do that? He's like, oh, cover your eyes, close your eyes, guys! Oh, the light! And then just, fucking disintegrates all of them.
Dinah Flash!
Don't look at me. Dinah hasn't been subbed.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know anything about Dinah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd love to think that there's someone listening to these that hasn't watched anything Ultraman Orb, and they just think that we don't know Guy's name, so we need to just keep calling him Guy. okay, so the guy turned into Ultraman Orb.
The guy.
Guy's ass hand too.
So then, Shinra does this thing where he takes, the seed that's hanging around his neck, because Dr. Psyche, apparently in, a flashback, notices it on his neck, and he's just like, oh, yeah, that can cure the poison that my monsters have. And it's like, how do we even know it does that?
How convenient.
Yeah, I'm like, how convenient? And, Guy actually gets pissed off, because he's like, what the fuck did you do to him? No, he's gonna die! And she was like, I saved his fucking life, so fuck you.
And it's like, Dr. Psyche shows up, he's like, hello, everyone. Dr. Psyche. Oh, great. You ruined my introduction.
No, it's supposed to be like this. It's like, oh, you ruined it. Fuck you. You're an asshole.
This reminds me of Syndrome. Reminds me of Syndrome.
This entire episode is the equivalent of a poorly done D&D campaign. You ruined my character's intro. He was going to be this cool character, and then you just ruined it by going, oh, there's Steve. There's Steve, the barbarian monster truck from the Pits of Kaon.
Or, everything's going thing. On, and then you have that one character that shows up halfway or, at the end of the story, and it's just like, oh, my character comes in. Fuck off, we're about to end.
Which one's Steve the pirate? You know. One who's dressed like a pirate.
Oh. And his name's Steve. Oh. They have name tags, people.
D&D jokes.
But yeah.
Oh, that was a dodgeball joke.
Yeah, dodgeball.
Mine was MGO316 skit joke. I think his name was Steve, it was Gary. Gary. Steve is the comic book one. My bad.
So back with Shohei and
at it again with the white bands
Earth or whatever. He's just like, like the doctors or whatever are like, oh, there's nothing wrong with him. It might just be something within his heart. And it's like,
also your friend's missing.
There's nothing wrong with him. It's just something within his heart. Oh, so there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, I have to say, this whole Earth plot makes no damn sense, and just, like, why is this here? This feels so out of place with everything else.
That's like if I got, like, diagnosed with cancer, and just, like, they're like, yeah, you have cancer, and I just go up to them, are you sure it's not just something wrong within my heart? No, sir, it's clearly cancer. You have six months to live.
Like how they have those things where it's like, if people treated everything like mental illness, Just think the cancer away and all that stupid stuff like that.
So you're saying I have 6 months to find what's wrong within my heart? No!
You only have 6 months to live.
So I have 6 months to gather the 15 heroic icons and save my life.
Oh, gosh.
And just the doctors just staring at you like, get the fuck out.
I'm not getting paid enough to talk to you.
Here's your prescribed pills. Just never come here again.
Oh, were these for my upgrade power form?
Oh, gosh.
So, like, he's still trying to communicate with Amade or whatever like that, and, like, we find out that, everyone wants to unleash the war god inside of Amade so she can, like, destroy and bring violence to her
planet.
And then
it's like Dr. Psyche shows up on the royal planet of Kennen, and when she's like, oh, like, surrender your queen to me. Or I will, like, commence the invasion of your planet at dawn. It's 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning.
Now, wasn't it called, like, the Dooms? The Son of Sun Doom or something like that?
The Son of Doom,
I
think.
The Son of Doom. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, he's like,
does he have a fucked up face and a metal mask, too?
Behold the power of Doom!
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 Actually,
just Bender.
The best and when I destroyed your planet, I look just like this.
No, just the best Doom that was ever done in Futurama was just when Bender and the alternate Bender just both did it simultaneously.
Doom.
Just gold Bender.
One of my favorite Doom jokes was in Ultimate Spider-Man, where they were fighting Doom bots, and there's just like this one little tiny Doom bot that just screamed, "Bolt the power of Doom," and then he got stepped on. It was hilarious.
But yeah, it's just Dinah contacts Cosmos being like, hey, can you make it to this planet? Fine.
Oh, yeah.
Go, messenger boy.
Oh, yeah, and then they're, like, eating food, and they're, like, Dinah's like, wow, this makes me feel really nostalgic.
Man, if only I've actually watched Dinah, I would have probably gotten the reference of what he's eating.
I know.
I'm just going to assume because he is a military guy of sorts, he's just used to eating shitty rations, and yeah, that's like, basically what they're eating. Like,
come on, Crunchyroll. Where's Dinah? It's his 20th anniversary.
So it's interesting that Guy or whatever, he's like so eager to like get back into the fight, and Dinah's just like, no, man, like you can't. You're gonna get your ass kicked, especially in the state your body's in right now. He's like, I want to fight. He's like, don't worry, you have your friends to help you. I also have my friends to help me. Yo, Cosmo. This is my Cosmo voice. Yeah, Dinah. Cosmo. can you go to the planet Kennen and like you know talk to the queen, smack some sense into her? Yeah. No problem. Thanks, Cosmos. Love you, buddy.
Why does Cosmo?
Cosmo, go to Kennen, and while you're at it, figure out where Wanda went.
Hey guys, an alternate door's here.
No, it's just like in the cartoons when someone's on the other line, you just hear.
Cosmo, go to Kennen and warn them. Also, while you're at it, figure out where your wife Wanda went.
Can we just have like the thumbnail, like when in next week's episode when Cosmo's doing a thing, just to be, just Cosmo's face on Cosmo's body.
All right,
that'd be fucking great.
And give him a tie as well.
Yep.
What have I created?
That's because you're a girl. Whatever the joke was, I can't remember.
Who cares? Because you're a girl.
Who cares? You're a girl.
I'm. Cosmos has the Ultraman circle thingy. Beep boop beep boop. Right.
Everyone has the beep boop beep boop.
Well, except for
make it the fairy wand star.
No, Taro has it.
Ultra 7 has it on his head, right?
Yeah,
it's on his head.
Because, again, originally... No, save it for Cast Ranger.
Okay.
We talk about
Ultra 7. It the fairy wand star.
Okay.
Just have Cosmo carrying a fairy wand.
It's his thing from...
So many jokes.
Just Dr. Psyche, I gotta find that Ultraman comes us!
Then again, Ultraman Justice in the Cosmos series is a female host, and they fuse together.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's Ultraman Legend, who's part purple.
And are there evil versions of them, so we can have fucking evil Cosmo and evil Wanda?
No.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
What a tangent.
That show's great. That's canceled, though.
Juggler is an African.
Juggler is an asshat who no one understands. Guy in...
Oh my gosh.
Guy in Ultra Dino is big and can't be good.
There's another one for your album. You guys have to redo the Fairly Odd Parents song with Ultraman.
They are his Ultra Parents. Swazzing things and fucking energy blunt beams.
Swine things with energy beams. Ultra Parents.
Oh my gosh.
We have broken the show.
Snap.
Oh, now we broke the show.
I come back after being absent for 2 weeks and I break the show in half. Hooray.
So, guy, we're not talking about Tiga for Ultra Rally, right? Yeah? It's a Tiga-free summer! Couldn't get better! Alright,
Ultra Father, the toughest Ultra... The toughest Ultra in the Ultra Universe.
Just Jargon Von Ultra Father.
And Adam West is still there.
Yeah, just Adam West is Zoffy. Just cause.
Schwa! Ultra Fighter! Episode 4 of Ultra Fight Orb and Episode 5 of Ultra Fight
Orb. Yeah, because fuck it. These things are too short that we just need to do them episode by episode now. Or two by two now.
Yeah. Well, there's only 8 episodes, so we only got 3 episodes left.
Okay. These were really good. They were very plotty. Okay. Please tell me I get this right. Okay, so Ultra 7 shows up, of course.
Yeah.
And Safi.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about the other one?
Oh, Jack.
Yep.
Yes, I did it. Zoffy, Jack, and...
All right, 7. You cleared the board. On to the final showdown.
Show me Zoffy!
Show Ding! Me the potato salads.
We surveyed 100 Toku fans. Who's the best Ultraman?
So, apparently Zero made a fucking hyperbolic time chamber, because apparently he can just do that.
Well,
it's called
the
Shining Field.
Let's talk about episode 4 first.
Fine. They fight, and fucking Ultra 7 and Ultra Man Jack and Zoffy, they just kick ass. And
With theme songs.
Yeah. And just, I love Zero just being like, oh my god, they're so goddamn cool!
But not even that, he's like, Ravos, please.
We're gonna run that joke into the ground.
Yeah, and then Team 4-Star is gonna be like, guys, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let's go.
Guys, we get it. You like your stuff. Shut up.
Yeah, just like we're talking in Con Bravo or something, and then just Amphish comes up to us and just Lanny just being like, oh, you're Cast Ranger, right? Yeah. Stop fucking stealing our joke.
Stop stealing our joke.
Stop it.
Wait, are you Lanny Pator? Yes. Oh my god, you're so goddamn cool!
Wait, so Team 4-Star actually listens to Cast Ranger?
Oh, that'd be amazing if they did.
That'd be great.
Orvin Zero just been like, hey, we got forms. Just use them.
Yeah, and then they got kicked out of their forums.
Yeah, because Orb goes Burmite, Zero goes Strong Chrono.
And then, even though Zero's there, he's still able to use Hurricane Slasher.
Oh, no, it's for not some that. Reason. No, it's not that line. It's, oh. Like, it's the power of Zero.
Oh, okay.
It'd be great if when it's he used like it.
Zero.
It'd be great if when Zero used it. Or when a guy uses it, Zero just, like, poofed.
Yeah, he just gets sucked into the car.
But no Thunderbreaster.
Yeah, I know.
Well, hopefully we see that.
I hope we see Thunderbreaster. That'd be awesome. But yeah, it was cool, yeah, like...
I love lightning boobs.
It was cool seeing, like Hurricane Slasher just, like, do his final attack, and then just Zero just out of nowhere just jumps, and just fucking, like, does, like, a fucking just straightaway fucking attack, and I'm like, that was cool.
But yeah, Zero's like, oh, go after him. I got this. And then, like, I counted up the monsters. I'm like, you guys defeated only two.
Yeah, and what was the one who's, like, super low on the ground?
Twintail.
Yeah, Twintail was, like, kicking Zero's ass. He's just like, ah, eating, like, gnawing on his fucking leg. He's fuck's sake.
Yeah, Zero gets knocked on the floor. Oh, shit, what did I do?
And, yeah, like, while Ultra Seven's fighting, whatever, he's about to, like, fight beside Zero, and he's just like, I'm not rusty yet, motherfuckers. I'm maybe 50 years old, but I can still got it.
He's, like, a good thousand, a good 100,000 years old.
Yeah, of course he is.
I don't know the actual ages.
He's in his platinum years.
Yeah. Guy catches up with Ray Boss and literally body slams him into, like, the meteor.
Yeah. And then he goes to Trinity, like, slashes him, and it's the typical, oh, did I get him? Haha, no, I'm immortal, motherfucker. Yeah, Fuck you.
Immortal, and flies off.
Yeah, flies off. And then, yeah, into episode 5, like, this is where apparently, like, the plot's really starting to happen, because it's like, okay, we gotta figure out how to beat this guy. Okay, we'll go this way. And then Zero and Seven are like, wait, guy, you must come with us. What?
Zero goes shining form and unlocks the hyperbolic time. I mean the shining zone.
Shining field.
Yeah, it was like hyperbolic chamber.
Yeah, like Seven's explaining it. He's just like, yeah, the time's like super fucking slow here. So like we could be in here for like years and only like a small fraction of time in the real world has passed. And I'm like,
hyperbolic time chamber.
So they're training. Well, it's probably gonna be the forum that's like the fusion of Zero and Ultra Seven, right? Yeah, of course.
Probably.
It's that training thing at the end of the proper Bleach arcs where he's just sitting there and he comes out like a day later with like 5 foot of hair.
Yep.
Or you know when Goku and Vegeta come out of the hyperbolic time chamber and they have beards.
They had beards
for like a second.
That was cool.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, we're going to give you special training. Training? To be continued.
No, we're going to give you special training. What? Dun-dun! Just fucking
training.
Law and Order SVU.
I just got here.
Oh,
what's
no.
With all the Ultraman?
Lame. End of Rocky 2. Oh, come on, Zero. I said I was sorry. Oh, yeah, I know. But I just want to do this for fun. Ring the bell, Seven. Ding, ding. It's fucking rock.
That's a thing.
That was a thing.
The Eye of the Geiger.
Sorry, nothing will be fair at Ultra Parents. Now I just want to go up to Butch Hartman and be like, anime Ultraman.
That's what I wish. I wish we were big enough. I wish we had a big enough fan base that people would make animated of us.
Oh,
this would be great.
If my computer was not poop.
Right?
If I could actually draw for shit.
Yes, if I could draw for shit and I could, and I had a decent computer, you would have fan art.
I gotta say, for these like 3 minute little episodes, like, there's a lot of content in it, and I like it.
I might just finish it tonight. I just want to see how it ends.
I'm going to bed. I'll just watch it when like we do it, so.
Yeah. Right, okay, two little facts.
Uh-huh.
Fact number one. When Zoffy, Jack, and Seven show up to help Zero, Zoffy fights Birdon, but Jack fights Twintail and Gudon, Gudon, and Seven fights King Joe. They're fighting the kaijus that both appeared in their shows.
Hmm.
And
naturally.
Fact number two. even though that Jack had his own series and Seven had his own series, Zoffy didn't, but he still had a theme song. Because it is from the 1984 movie, Zoffy, the Ultra Warriors versus the Giant Monster Army. Cool. Where Zoffy was the main character.
Yeah, like, apparently Zoffy's just, like, the super fucking awesome Ultraman. Oh, yeah. Like, he doesn't even... He's not even Ultraman Zoffy. He's just so cool, he just gets to be called Zoffy.
Well, I mean, humans. we call Kamen Rider Ichigo a lot, so...
That's true. Well, it's because it's quicker and easier to
say. He is the Kamen Rider.
I am the Kamen Rider.
But then again, the original Ultraman series, Hayata is the one that gave Ultraman his name. So Zoffy is Zoffy.
You are the Zoffy. You are the Ultra Father.
Wait a minute. Who would be AJ in Fairly Odd Ultraman?
Zerth.
Who's
a... No, Zerth! Zerth is Chip Skylar!
He's the one
that transforms with a toothbrush. And he hates dirt.
Gosh.
And he's, like, instead of silver and red, it's red and silver.
Ultraman, that twinkle just like Christmas tree. Ultraman Zerth and me. Ultraman Zerth and me.
We all need to get lives.
All right, everyone.
I had a life, but I rolled bad.
Ouch. Oh, wow.
Yeah, just as soon as you're born, you have to roll a d20, whatever it is. That's the rating of how well your life's
going. Oh, God, could you imagine that if when you're born, your parents had to roll your stats?
Roll a 1, you immediately die.
Okay, let's see right now. I was probably rolled, honestly, I think I was rolled a 13. Like, you know, just over 10, not quite near 20, but enough where, you know, my life's pretty good. I'm pretty happy. So, I'd say Crunch, you're like 11.
12. I'd say I'm probably a 12 or a 13.
Okay, and Gar is a measly negative 1.
Oh, ouch.
No.
God,
I'd say you're like a 9.
Jesus, could you imagine the modifier you'd have to make for that?
-1. And
you'd have a -6 modifier on whatever skill that would be. Heaven forbid that's something you use for basic weapon damage. You would hit monsters and they would not get hurt.
Well,
ever.
Literally what you just said, Noble, that describes how Gar was when he was working at my work.
To be honest.
No, it'd be more like Darkness from Konosuba, where like every time she swings at something, she just completely misses, even though it's standing still.
Wow. But anyways, I think that should wrap it up for tonight.
There you go.
This was episode 4 of Ultra Ranger Kagai, featuring Fairly Odd Ultraman.
Yep. Fairly Odd Ultraman.
Oh my gosh.
You can follow me on Twitter at Autobot Autorod.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Lightrid.
You can follow Noble at the Noble 117.
117.
Or 117 or 117. I've heard it said all those different
117.
Ways.
You can.
There was a streamer that I went confirmed. To and I followed and. He goes, oh, hey, thanks for following the Noble 117. And I went, whoa. I've never heard it like that.
That's different and totally stupid.
No, I was like, whoa, that's different. I never heard that before. Does that mean I get free slushies?
That's like whenever someone like is like mentions my name like on a video or stream, they're just like, oh, Lightrid. I'm like, it's Lightrid. God damn it.
Does that mean I get a gold exclusive Gundam?
Sure.
You can follow Crunchman on Crunchman61 at Twitter.
Or Crunchman61.
Crunchman61. you can follow my Tokusatsu blog page at www.facebook.com/GarsTokuBlogs. But don't forget to check us out on... Don't forget to check out the Cast Ranger Facebook page, the Podbean where it all started, castranger.podbean.com, our Patreon... patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger and our Instagram.
And YouTube.
And our YouTube page.
And if you find me and Crunch funny and hilarious, even though none of my jokes were funny tonight, you can find us on
Rydertown Radio.
On Rydertown Radio's Facebook page, our YouTube, and what was the other thing that we had?
Podomatic that has been completely neglected for like months.
What the fuck is a Podomatic?
It's like it's like Podbean but cheaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
it's low rent Podbean.
Basically, yeah.
And don't forget that Ultraman Orb is currently available legally on Crunchyroll.com.
On Crunchyroll. And you can get your first month free with Crunchyroll.com/castrate.
Oh yeah, right. If
could you imagine that if we got sponsored by Crunchyroll, that would be great.
I'm sorry, but nothing will beat Aaron Hansen's like commercials for Crunchyroll.
No, just Crunch needs to be sponsored by Crunchyroll, and Noble needs to be sponsored by Barnes and Noble.
No, by White Castle.
Sure. Good night, everyone.
Barnes and Noble, yes, I go there.
And we'll schwa you in the next episode.
Just remember to schwa your mouth out there.
Oh.